You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My guest is Carrie Carancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State. Welcome to the Exchange, Carrie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Let's start with a geography lesson. Where's the North State?
The North State is Shasta, Siskiyou, and Tehama counties, but we also do a lot of work in Modoc and Trinity counties as well.
Okay, so Northern California.
Correct.
And where's your foundation physically located?
Our office is physically located in Reading. However, we do work and grants and assist with our local nonprofits and donors in all of those five counties.
How big is your region?
Oh, gosh, that's pretty big, those three counties. All the way from Corning to the Oregon border.
And what's the population that you're serving?
Oh, gosh, you're hitting me with some great questions this early morning. I would have to say it's probably 400,000 or so, perhaps, if that.
Okay. And you're the CEO. How long have you been the CEO?
I've been the CEO for 12 years now, but I've been here at the Community Foundation for over 19. I just love what we do, and I love the Community Foundation.
Okay, so you're a veteran. How long has the foundation been around?
We are celebrating our 25th year this year, which is so exciting.
Okay, so you've been there most of the time that the foundation's been around. Why was it established?
It was established back in 2000 out of a need. So it grew out of the Grant and Resource Center of Northern California, and that was an organization where board members and staff members could come and research grants for their local nonprofit, and there were physical encyclopedia-type books where people could come and rifle through and see what kind of grants could be of service to them. And then eventually donors came by and said, well, you know all of the nonprofits. You know what's happening. Where should we give? And then that led a group of citizens in Shasta and Siskiyou counties mostly at that point to research what it would take to get a community foundation here in our region. And then we established in March of 2000 and took off from there.
Okay, and so what's your story? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the Portland metropolitan area of Oregon and spent most of my time there. Went off to college in Washington State at Puget Sound and then made my way to Reading and haven't looked back. We have our home here. We're raising our son here, my husband and I, and don't imagine living anywhere else. The North State and the Reading Shasta County region is just beautiful. The people are so generous. We love this community, and we love everything that it brings.
Well, certainly every time I've come up and down I-5 from here in Southern Oregon to Reading, mm-hmm. We pass by your beautiful Mount Shasta. It's a beautiful drive all the way through to Reading. How did you get interested in community service?
I would have to say it started back when I was a child, and I think my parents just modeled giving unintentionally, probably, whether it was giving of donations or just giving of time and giving back to community and helping those that perhaps need more than we did, or just a hand up or a listening ear. It was certainly modeled for me in my formative years, and that just stuck with me. And so giving back and helping communities and helping make impact is really what touches my heart. One of my personal core values is trust, integrity, and community. And so I get to live that out every day in my work. And that's not something everyone gets to do. And I'm really honored to be able to help steward the funds for our region from donors who donate to the Community Foundation to give back into our community.
About how much is that every year?
It really depends. So this past year, past fiscal year, the Community Foundation was honored to see its highest revenue year in a year where we didn't respond to any major natural disasters, which is wonderful. We don't want to see too many large fires or other disasters in our region. Over $6 million, and we also granted out over $5 million. But really, the dollars that speak most to us in our 25-year history here at the Community Foundation is not how much we hold, but how much we've been able to give back cumulatively. So in our 25 years, we've been able to grant back into our communities of the North State of over $65 million, which is a huge testament to all of our community members, because the Community Foundation is built by the community with their donations for the community. And we are just the vehicle to make that happen.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of work. What's a day in your life look like?
Oh, gosh. It could be a lot of different things, which is really what makes it most exciting. Whether it's learning from nonprofits what their current struggles or successes are, or sitting down with potential or current donors and talking about what their charitable goals might be. How can we help bridge that gap between what the nonprofits need and how the donors want to help? Those conversations on both sides are really exciting, and we get to know all sorts of things here at the Community Foundation, so we can be that conduit and connect the people who care with causes that matter.
So you're kind of like the community whisperer.
I guess so.
So on your nonprofit side, how many organizations are you working with?
Oh, we work with so many nonprofits. Whether they have a fund here with us or not, we're talking to hundreds of nonprofits on an annual basis, if not more, assisting them with applying for our open competitive grant cycle, or whether it's assisting them with our North State Giving Tuesday program. It really just depends.
And on your donor side, how large is that population?
I would say several hundreds as well, many hundreds. Whether a donor wishes to establish their own fund, which is lovely, whether it's now or at the time of their death, or perhaps there's a donor who wishes to add to a current fund. We have that as well. We span the entire age range. Some of my favorite gifts come from the young kids who have lemonade stands and want to donate their coins and change, all the way to those who have passed on, and we can help continue their legacy through bequest giving and assist them with helping our nonprofits for forever.
My guest is Carrie Carancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State. Now, you mentioned grant cycles. What are your grant cycles?
We have two different grant cycles throughout the year. And we just opened our fall cycle, that's very exciting. We have some deadlines coming up late September, early October. And we have three different cycles open right now. So nonprofits in our region can head to our website at cfnorthstate.org, and they can learn about the Women's Fund for women and their children here in the Reading area, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, which serves nonprofits in Shasta and Trinity counties, and the Animal Welfare Fund, which helps animals with general operating support for the organizations in Shasta, Siskiyou, and Tehama counties.
Well, with so many organizations that you're funding and managing, and the relationships and all the relationships with the donors that you have to manage as well, certainly you have to have a team. Tell me about your team.
I have an amazing team. They do such great work, and their heart for our community is just as big, if not bigger, than mine. So we have a very small but mighty team. There's only six of us to do all of this work, whether it's the grants in or the donations or Giving Tuesday and scholarships. We have a little bit of everything, and the team here is just phenomenal.
So how do you organize events and communicate with so many of the people in your region?
You know, the best way to connect with us is go to our website and sign up for our e-newsletter. It's right there on our homepage. We send out a newsletter every month with the latest information of grant deadlines, other grants from other foundations that nonprofits might be eligible for, and other important things for our donors and nonprofits. Another great way is to follow us on social media, where we're posting, not all the time, but fairly regularly, to keep you up on what's going on and what webinars we may have that might speak to anyone for whatever topic we might see.
Okay, so that's how the community can hear from you. How do you hear from the community?
We get out there. We're boots on the ground. We go to our nonprofits in any corner of our region, and we want to know what people's struggles are, what's going on, especially in light of all of the cuts with grants and other funding, whether it be the state or federal level. We call our nonprofits. They're calling us. And we have a really great relationship.
Well, that's a very good point. I mean, we're living in a volatile political time. How are your nonprofits, your grantees, how are they impacted?
They're struggling. They're highly impacted. And it doesn't matter what kind of organization they are or who they serve, whether it's animals or public television or the arts. Everyone has funding that's getting cut, and it's a big issue. And so we have a webinar coming up on September 8th about how the Community Foundation can help nonprofits during this time. You can sign up for that going to our social media Facebook page. It's posted there. And then also North State Giving Tuesday is a great opportunity for our organizations to raise general operating funds towards the end of this year and really help push out their needs. And Giving Tuesday is the National Day of Giving, Tuesday after Thanksgiving. This year it is December 2nd. And the Community Foundation provides one website for all of the nonprofits in our community to register and be part of one site. People can go on during a 14-hour day of Giving Tuesday, make a donation to as many nonprofits as they want under one credit card transaction. The Community Foundation takes care of all the work, and the organization gets to see what they can raise in that day. And also, the Community Foundation has $100,000 in prize money this year to distribute to our nonprofits, and it is the most fun giving day possible.
Well, talk about some of the projects or programs that have made an impact on the region.
Oh, gosh. There is so many. Let's see. We can talk about Tiny Mighty Strong, which is an organization in Tule Lake, and I just love their name, Tiny Mighty Strong. And they assist with 0 to 5, daycare, educational services, et cetera, for that community. And that is so important. We assist with things such as the Veterans Cemetery here in Reading. There is no statute that says the cemetery has to be green. The grass does not have to be green. But that is so important to honor our veterans with a peaceful, beautiful green place, and so we have a fund that helps provide for the payment of the water to make sure that that cemetery can be green year-round and the water can flow. Whether it is Rescue Ranch in Wairika, it's an animal rescue place. They didn't have a covered shade area for their dogs to roam, and so we were able to assist with a garage-type shade structure so that everyone can be good and healthy and not overheat, because we love our animals just as much. Or the Dunsmuir Library. We assisted with the replacement of their lighting system so that people could actually read in the library. It was too dull, and so we helped the replacement of those lights.
Well, it sounds like you're really out there in the community, understanding the people's needs from a wide variety of different levels. And I'm curious, how do you measure success?
We measure success by the growth of our nonprofits and their ability to provide their services in the community and our ability to help our donors give back.
Okay. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Carrie.
Thank you.
My guest was Carrie Carancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State.